Church, say amen. Amen. Come on, say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the opportunity, amen, to share the word of God again. Amen. And how many know that God is a good God? And y'all supposed to say, yes, he is. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. He is faithful, and he is faithful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray. We're going to get started. Father, we love you so much. Thank you so much for your grace, your mercy. And Father, as the word goes forth tonight, I thank you that it fall on good ground and the ears are anointed to hear the word, Father God, that it will change lives. Amen. And I thank you, Father God, that your people will forever be changed. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Praise God. Well, tonight, amen, I want to talk about the power that flows in your words. Amen. The power that flows in your words. Amen. Tim, I started to do a joke. I said, well, Tim going to be with the kids. I said, well, I'm going to save for another time. I ain't going to do you tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, I got some good ones for you. You just wait and see. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, everybody happy? Y'all smile at me real big. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. Hey, man, I love that part. At CFC, it's the place to be. Yeah. Amen. I love it. Amen. I love my church. Love my church family. God bless you all. And when y'all walk in the door, it's so good to see your faces. Amen. It's like seeing family. Amen. Every week I get to see my family. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Good to see Darren. Darren in the house. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He'd be wheeling them big trucks. Ain't that right, Darren? That's right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The power that's in your words, amen. You know, power flows through your words, amen. A lot of people don't realize how much power flows through their words, amen. But there's a level of power that you can get your words to. Some words are void of power. Some words have little power. Some words have a lot of power, amen. I mean, if you take an extension cord, amen, that's just an extension cord. And you plug your cord that goes to your phone into that extension cord, you just plug into the extension cord, nothing's going to happen. But when you plug that extension cord into the power source, amen, guess what? That thing, it becomes alive, amen? It becomes alive, full of power. And what I'm saying to you that your words are full of power, but there are different levels of power to your words, amen? I mean, I'm reminded of a story I can remember. Years ago, I used to work for in Jackson, the Clarion Ledger, used to work for them. And one of the stores had one of my accounts. I stopped by the store and I had to collect money from the manager. And she would say often, I tell you what, one day I'm going to die from cancer. And whatever her name was, I said, don't say that. Oh, I know it. One day I'm going to die from cancer. And after I left that job, years on down the road, I went to that store. And I just happened to be able to get some gas or something. I'm like, where's Miss So-and-so? And guess what the worker said? She died of cancer. She called that thing that be not as though it was. Amen. Amen. So she filled her words full of power. Amen. Somebody say full of power. But why does it seem to work in the negative so well? Amen. I mean, people get to saying bad stuff over their lives. I mean, especially Christians seem like, man, it just seems like it come to pass. Amen. Amen. Well, it's because you believe it, amen. When people begin to say negative things over life, let me tell you something. They believe it way down in their believer, amen. I'm talking way down up in their shana-na. They believe it, amen. And you can't tell them nothing different because that's what they're going to say and that's what they believe. I mean, that lady said, I mean, she believed it. One day, I'm going to die of cancer. I mean, she I couldn't change her mind no kind of way. I remember I was at another job and one lady said, you know what? We all going to be broke up in here. I said, no, ma'am. Y'all might be broke, amen, amen, but nah, I don't receive that in Jesus' name. Had another said, we all going to die of something, amen, we're going to die of some kind of disease. I stopped them again, no ma'am, y'all might, but not over here, amen. I mean, but because I'm not going to fill my words, I'm not going to empower my words in the negative, amen. Let me tell you what I'm going to show you what I mean by believing. Every last one of you all, when you came in here, what did you do? You sat in that chair. Did you shake it? Did you twist it? Did you pick it up and look at the bottom, make sure the screw was in? No, you just sat down, amen. Why? Because you believe with everything. You were like Abraham. You was fully persuaded. Amen. Everything within you knew that chair was going to hold you. Amen. It wasn't a doubt in your mind. You believed it wholeheartedly that chair would hold you. Amen. Anybody here didn't believe? Everybody believed it. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, being fully persuaded. Now, on the other hand, Bishop has some scaffolds out there somewhere. And if I was to, we'll take some scaffolds and we'll put one scaffold, we'll put another scaffold and stack a third one on top. That'd be about, what, 20 feet high maybe, somewhere around there? About 12 feet high? Okay, I'm way up there. It's about 12 feet high. Now, okay, we stack those three scaffolds high. They're about 12 feet. I'm going to say 15. That sounds better to me. About 15 feet high, amen. And we run two boards across the top of that scaffold and take one of those chairs and set it on that board and say, Miss Lily, I want you to climb up that scaffold and sit in that chair. Miss Lily be like, shoo, not Lily, baby. That's what Miss Lily going to say now. Not me. How many of y'all do that? Y'all be like, nah, Therese. I ain't going to, what? You ain't got no faith in that area, amen. But I know a couple of people that would climb up there like it ain't nothing and sit in that chair. Jeffrey Jones. I mean, I would do it too because I'm pretty familiar with him, amen. Amen. Bishop back then, I don't know if he'll do it now, but back in the day, he would. I mean, we know what Tim would. He worked around scaffolds before. We know what to do. Why? Because we're familiar in that area. We have faith in that area. We're not afraid of it. We know how to make that thing work. Amen. So you believe wholeheartedly. And it seems to be so easy to say the negative. It feels so natural when it comes out of your mouth. It makes for good conversation. And if you're honest with yourself, it just feels good when you're talking negative sometimes. Boy, I tell you what, them folks ain't no good. Man, I'm tired of them folks at the job. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm on my new job and I almost got sucked into one of those conversations. One guy was talking, man, I tell you what, this people didn't buy and this didn't happen. I said, you know what? Every time I get a lead like that, I said, oh, wait a minute, Red. Let me cancel all that up. I tell them, mm-mm, I ain't finna say that, because everything I put my hands to, I prospered it, amen? Amen. I'm not finna empower my words in that direction, amen? It would have been easy. It would have, that'd have been a good conversation. It would have felt good. It would have felt normal. I'd have been saying what everybody else say, but no. Somebody say no. Amen. Look at Mark 11, 23, 24. I'm going to show you something. Say amen when you have it. Amen. Oh, we got on the screen. All right. It says, Jesus says, for assuredly, for assuredly I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, now watch this, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Now, this, you know, this is one of these scriptures we shout about all the time. Amen. Man, I can have what I say. But he said, if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say, you're going to have them. Amen. That's why a lot of people have cancer, because they believe in their heart. That's why a lot of people's needs aren't met, because they believe in their heart and they voice it and they feel their words full of power in the negative. Amen. Same way that you can feel your words full of faith and power, you can do it in the negative. Amen. Jesus said, you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say, he said, you'll have them. Amen. Then he said, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Amen. He said, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. I can remember I was, I don't know, 11, 12, somewhere around there. Every year at the same time, having probably about 4 or 5 years, every year at the same time, I would get sore throat. Tonsils would swell up, couldn't swallow. I was in pain. I would cry. Man, I couldn't get no relief. I mean, did nothing help it, nothing hot, nothing cold. It hurt. Every year. I mean, I had to miss 2 or 3 days of school. I mean, because throat swole, and I mean, you know, go back to school and friends say, you need to get your tonsils out. You probably need to get your tonsils taken out. And I was thinking to myself, I don't think I can see in my mind a doctor taking some scissors and cutting my tonsils. I'm like, man, And I was thinking to myself, and I started thinking, man, I got to get my tonsils taken out. But I remember that last time it happened, I was crying, and I don't know, we may be standing in Pine View. Bishop Jimmy Jones did. He said, what's wrong? I said, Dad, my throat hurt. My tonsils swell up. It do it every year. He said, you ready to get rid of it? You know, you little kid, boy, you hurting, man. Yes, sir. Now, I don't know if y'all know it, but Bishop prays kind of aggressively, amen. And I'm just saying, you know, he kind of get a little scary sometimes when he prays, man, because he go to spitting and foaming at the mouth, amen. You know, I'm just saying, Satan! I command you. I mean, if I was a devil, I'd be scared just right there. Like, good God, what kind of prayer this dude praying, man? Boy, Bishop got through praying, and he said, he laid hands on me, and you believe you receive in Jesus' name. I mean, we in the little room, and he just shouting, boy, Jesus' name, amen. You believe? I believe that. I believe. Amen. Praise God. A couple of days later, the sore throat was gone. But guess what happened? The next year, I felt it trying to come on. I said, I said, wait a minute. I remember. I said, me and Daddy prayed. Me and Daddy, we prayed. Sore throat, you're not coming back no more. Gone. I'm years old, and I ain't scared to tell you how old I am. I'm years old. Amen. Anyway. I ain't had that in over 30, 35. I mean, good Lord Almighty. My throat ain't been. When they tried to come back on me again, and I told it, nope, me and Dad, I already prayed. I'm healed. I got my healing. I'm healed. That's it. And came back since. Amen. Why? Because I believed. I believed what he was saying and I was saying. We believed what the word of God was saying, and it came to pass. We had what we said. Amen. You know, some people are like, man, you know what? I've been saying I'm going to have me $1 million for about at least 3 weeks, and it ain't came to pass yet. Amen. You know why? You ain't got it down in your shana-na just yet. Amen. Praise God. Now, watch this. Watch this. John 16:23. Watch this. Now, look what he said. He said, in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Now, I'm just saying, God making some real big, bold claims right there. Because he said, whatever you ask the Father. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. That word, whatever, means anything. Come on, somebody, say anything. It means everything. Somebody say everything. And it also means no matter what. Say no matter what. Now, God making some real big, bold claims. Jesus said, whatever, anything, no matter what you ask the Father in my name, he said, he will give it to you. Amen? He said, he'll give it to you. Praise God. Those are words that are filled with power. Amen? Now, turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now watch this. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Now, a lot of times the reason why people don't get what they're praying for, because their words are void of power. Amen. What would void your words being full of power? You not believing, amen? Amen? You not believing. You not being completely sold out. You not being 100% persuaded like Abraham was, amen? Amen? Your words are void of power, amen? It makes your word powerless or less power in your words, amen? I mean, some things that come to pass, but boy, you get, it's like trying to pull a big tree stump out of the ground and you in a wheelchair. No, it ain't gonna happen. I mean, you're gonna have to hook something up to that thing that got some power, amen? That has some power to it, amen? Like that tractor out there, or that dually, amen? Something that has some power, amen? It's gonna pull that thing out, amen? Praise God. Now, he said, now watch this. He said, when it says not him who is able, it means God. God is able, amen? God is able to do, amen? Look at somebody say, God is able to do. Ephesians 3:20, the first part, describes God's unlimited ability. I'm gonna say it again. It describes God's unlimited ability. Say it one more time. It's telling us about God's unlimited ability. Amen? Amen. God is able to do. That word to do in the Greek means to make or to form or to produce something that is tangible. God is able to make whatever you need. Come on. God is able to form whatever you need. God is able to produce something tangible. It don't matter what it is. God is able. Why? Because he has unlimited ability. Amen. Now, how is God able to do this? Well, number one, Luke 1:37, you know, the chapter, it says, nothing shall be impossible with him. Amen. Luke 18:27 says, things that are impossible with man, they possible with God. Amen. I mean, you got to ask yourself, do I believe that? Romans 4:21 says, anything that God has promised, he is able to perform. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. God demonstrated this. He demonstrated his vast, I'm talking about the greatness of his power in creation when he created the heavens and the earth. Now, I love talking about space, so I'm going to go here just for a second. The galaxy Andromeda is one of the closest galaxies to us. It's 2.4 to 3 million light years away. Now, one light year, don't you get this now? Talk about how big God is now. One light year is 6 trillion miles, right? Can you, everybody comprehend that? One light year is 6 trillion miles. Well, if the Andromeda galaxy is about 3 million light years away, it is 18 quintillion miles from the Earth. Amen. That's 18 with 29 zeros. I mean, what I'm saying, your mind can't comprehend the vastness of the Lord. And then he said right here that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to that power that works in us, according to the power, according to his power that he lends or he supplies to work in us. Amen. Now, watch this. I've said this a many times. If I was to read this scripture and say, hey, God is able to do what I ask or think, boy, we ought to jump up and shout. Amen. Now, this is going to show you the levels and the greatness of the Lord. Or if I rewind it, God is able to do all that I ask or think. Boy, we ought to be bucking right then, boy. Amen. God is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. Abundantly. Abundant is just a generous, overwhelming supply. God is able to do, watch this, exceedingly. Exceedingly. One translation says exceeding abundantly. It goes far, 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 far beyond abundantly above all we ask or think. Boy, we ought to be taking a lap around the church right now. Amen? Amen. Remind me that Sunday. Boy, the Holy Ghost was flowing in this place. I don't know how I got down there. Miss Carol Bummer said, you want to take a lap? I said, sure do. Let's go, McCara. Boy, she took off, and I took off behind the boy. Boy, we just getting. And I thought to myself, I said, McCara sure running mighty fast for an older lady. Now, I'm just saying. So, you know, we got on around there. I'm just getting it, boy. Oh, hallelujah. We got it back around here, and we finally made it one time. And Miss Carol kept on pulling off from her. I said, oh, she going to go again? Oh, okay, all right. And, there, you know, y'all were looking at me. I ain't want to feel kind of shame, you know. So I was trying to keep up, and Miss Carol kept pulling off, and I made up my mind when I got about halfway. I said, okay, Trez, you tired. I said, you're breathing hard. So this is what we're going to do. I said, we get back around for that second time. Now, Miss Carol done ran off and left you. So what you going to do when you get around to that corner? You're going to spin like you're shouting, and you're going to do like this, and you're going to go back up to the organ and sit down. So that's what I did. I got around to that corner. Now I'm breathing. So I hit me a turn like this, and I said, mm-mm-mm. And I got to the organ, and I was trying to smile, but I was like, and I sat down, I'm like, woo! Now, y'all ain't see me duck my head down by that keyboard, but I was like, Jesus, Lord. I said, after service, me and McCara are going to have a talk. Lord, Jesus. Amen. But he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. According to the power, listen to it, watch this. According to the power that he supplies to us. That's why it works. Because it ain't in our power. Amen. We ain't got enough power. Amen. But according to the power that the creator of the universe supplies to you and me, he's able to do all of that. That's why we can ask whatever. Amen. And it'll come to pass. That's why we can ask anything in his name. And it comes to pass because it's according to the power that he supplies. According to the power that works in us. It's his power. Amen. Now watch this. But I found a missing link. I think I did. Amen. Amen. Turn to John chapter 15. And I'm going to read down verse 1 through 7 just real quickly because I want you to see it. John chapter 15, verse 1, it says, watch this. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now watch verse 4. He said, abide in me, and I in you. Now Jesus said, you abide in me, and I abide in you. Who is Jesus? He is the word, right? So what is he saying? You abide in me and let my word abide in you. Amen? Now he said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, listen, watch it, unless you abide in me. Now watch this. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Oh, there's so much we can just get out of this. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Without him supplying his power, you can do nothing. But how does it come about? You have to abide in him, and his word has to abide in you. Now watch this. He said, he cast out as a branch as it is withered, and they gather them, and they throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Amen. I'm going to read it again. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, let me say it how we can understand. You can ask whatever you will, whatever your heart's desire. And Jesus said, it will be done for you. Now, I saw something. In order, the reason why Matthew 11:23 don't work like we want it to work. The reason why John 16:23 don't work like we want it to work. Whatever, anything you ask the Father in my name, it'll come to pass. Or you'll have what you say. The reason why that don't work like it should, watch this. It's because we haven't taken the time to abide in him and let his word abide in us. Amen. How do we abide in Jesus? Amen. It's a continuous daily personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You spend time praying. That's why it's so important to read your Bible. You spend time reading the word. Amen. You spend time worshiping. Romans 8:28 says all these things work together. Amen. They all work together. Amen. That's why there's different levels to your power in your words. Some of us do more abiding than others. Amen. Look, that's why I'm a little bit bigger than some of y'all, because I do a little bit more eating than some of y'all, amen? Now, I make a joke by myself, amen, because I'm going to get it fixed, amen? Now, I was doing good. Boy, I made up my mind, I said, Terrell, boy, you finna get this thing together. Boy, I was getting up every morning, going to the gym. Boy, I hit Planet Fitness up, boy, I was dedicated. Boy, I hit 3 weeks straight. Boy, I'm talking about, I was doing good. Boy, I got my wind up. Then Christmas came around. I did get pretty good for Thanksgiving. But that Christmas, amen, that kind of messed me up because, you know, all them sweets, amen. Then we got snowed in. I ain't been back right since. But I'm going to get back right, amen. I'm going to get back right, amen. But some of us, we abide more in the Lord, amen. We spend a little bit more time praying, spend a little bit more time reading, amen. It's a everyday fellowship with the Lord. You know, just about every morning I wake up. After we get off the prayer line, you know, I'm on it just about all the time, every morning. But after we get off the prayer line, you know, most of the time I get up and read my Bible. And then on YouTube, I turn on my Charles Capp Confession. Jesus abides in me. And then you see it right there. Jesus abides in me. And his word, I go through, it takes 22 minutes for the first one and like 15 or 16 minutes for the second one, but I'm going to do it every day. You know, it's the healing confessions and the confession for finance. And you know what I thought? I've been doing it consistently probably about a month and a half now. And, you know, I was one of my friends, a Christian guy that I follow on Facebook. I saw, you know, he's a good Christian guy, has a lot of great things to say. But I saw that he had to have a liver transplant. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, the guy seemed to be healthy. And, you know, I know he's a saved brother because he always got a nice, you know, powerful word. But, man, the guy's in the hospital and he wasn't doing good. I said, Therese, you know what? You know what to do. You just ain't doing it consistently. Amen. So I made up my mind then. Okay, this right here, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it consistently. I'm going to speak this word over my body, over my health. Every single day. I mean, it's going to be, well, I say every single day, Monday through Friday, most time on Saturday. Sunday, we trying to get to church. You know, y'all know how Sunday is, amen. We're going to get the word from Bishop anyway, amen. But I'm just saying, you should open your mouth and speak over your body. You should open your mouth and speak over your finances, speak over your family, speak over your job. Why? Because God said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus said that. He said, I'll do it. And then in the next verse, he said, so that my Father may be glorified. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, study of the word, fellowship, and obedience to the word, spending time with Jesus, listening to the Holy Spirit. Listen, what I'm trying to say to you tonight as I get ready to close, it's not hard to do, but the devil wants you to think it's hard to have a close relationship with the Lord. I do a lot of driving. And I can tell when I get that little prompt, Therese, you know, you got an hour drive here. Holy Spirit, hey, we'll just spend a little time praying, driving, I got 50 minutes to go. Hey, listen, amen. The Bible says you have whatever you say, whether it be in English or it be in tongues. Amen. You're going to have what you say. Boy, I tell you what, when we pray in tongues, we're praying the perfect prayer. Amen. Amen. Because we're letting the Spirit of God pray through us. Amen. Amen. So if you don't want your words to be completely void of power, amen, or your words to have little power, but you want your words to have big power, abide in Jesus and let his word abide in you, and it will change your life and your situation. Amen. Amen. It'll keep your mind from going way over here left and way over here right. Amen. I could tell just as good when I started making those confessions. I mean, man, you know, look, we all deal with stuff, man. Stuff, life be lifing sometime. Amen. Amen. That math be mathing sometime. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it come at you. Amen. But what keeps the ones steady and secure and unmovable in their faith is because you took the time to spend time in the Word of God, and you just have that assurance about yourself. Just like when you sat in that chair. I mean, that's one of the greatest examples I can ever think. Because, I mean, man, when you sit in that chair, you know without a shadow of a doubt that chair going to hold you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Miss Landry, you remember way back ago when we was at the old church and April sat in that little chair and it broke. Okay, I shouldn't have said that on the mic. Tell April I talked about it, all right? Well, that was a long time ago. That was funny. Anyway, but amen, amen. Praise God. Or like when Miss Woman Gloria, she here? Woman Gloria. Oh, yeah, Miss Gloria. Okay, we sit on the organ, and we praising God. And out the corner of my eye, I see somebody's hand go up, and I look over at Miss Gloria laying on the floor. I'm like, Jesus, did you knock out? What's going on? Miss Gloria missed the whole chair over there. I said, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. I mean, Miss Gloria, do we need to put an extra chair over there or something? We're going to put some training wheels on that chair for Miss Gloria. Amen. 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 That's all I got. Amen. Praise God. Listen, take the time. Amen. Take the time. This is what I want you to do. Think about it. Take the time to get your routine, your spiritual routine together. Amen. Don't haphazardly go through life without your spiritual routine being in check. You look, number one, you know you need to pray. Prayer line is a great way. I mean, it's a super great way to get your prayer in. Amen. But if you're not on the prayer line, you spend time praying and praying in the Holy Ghost. Number two, take some time to read your Bible. Amen. Listen, don't let the devil, he tries to make you afraid, thinking you that you have to read, you know, 12 books at a time. Man, read you a chapter a day. Amen. Go through Proverbs. Read you a chapter out of Proverbs. Amen. Or the Psalms or in the New Testament, the Galatians and Ephesians. And read it in a translation that makes sense. Amen. You know, thus, thou, and these. We don't talk like that right now. Amen. Read it in the Passion Translation so it'll make sense to your mind. Amen. And then number three, listen to the Holy Ghost and take some time to worship the God. Tell him, say, hey, Lord, I love you. I just want to take some time to worship you. Father, you're so good to me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing my family. Take some time to worship and praise God. And I'm telling you, your life will be forever changed. Amen. And last thing, confess the word of God over your life. Number one, the healing for your body. If you don't want to do 22 minutes a day, it's just easy for me to do it in the morning time when I'm getting ready, ironing. It's just easy to do. But if you can't do 22 minutes, find you one that's 5 minutes. They all on YouTube. I mean, just hit play and make your confessions. Amen. But you need to find something and be consistent, because consistency is the key. Amen. To winning. Amen. Praise God. Amen.